Glenn McDonnell, President and CEO of Special Olympics Ontario, addresses the crowd during the opening ceremonies for 24H Blue Mountain. Nathan Bedar for Collingwood Today. The 24-hour Blue Mountain Charity Relay, 24H Blue Mountain, event welcomed all level of skiers and snowboarders to join in teams and spend 24 hours taking turns on the Smart Aleck Run. The event, which took place from noon on February 25 to noon on February 26 at Blue Mountain, raised about $170,000, according to early estimates from organizers. Each participating team collected pledges and donations for the Collingwood General and Marine Hospital Foundation and for Special Olympics Ontario's local programs. This was the fifth year for the event, which went on hiatus during the pandemic. The event began with an opening ceremony led by a parade of Special Olympic athletes and four-time Olympian Brian Stemmel. The parade continued as the event torch is escorted to the Blue Mountain Village Square and accompanied by the Beaver Valley Pipes and Drums Band. After words from dignitaries and representatives of both the hospital and Special Olympics, there was a 100-meter dash to the chairlift for the Special Olympics and the relay event begins. Enjoy these photos from the event. 3-year-old Jax Davenport running with her dad. Jax was born with a heart condition called supraventricular tachycardia. She and her family were part of a relay team called Jax Shreds It Forward, which raised funds for the Collingwood General and Marine Hospital, where Jax receives emergency health care. Nathan Bedar for Collingwood Today. A tradition at 24H Blue Mountain. Special Olympic athletes run to the chairlift to start the relay event. Contributed photo. Michael Dick, the chair of the Collingwood General and Marine Hospital Foundation Board of Directors, speaks to the crowd during 24H Blue Mountain. The Hospital Foundation was one of two charities receiving funds raised from the event. Nathan Bedar for Collingwood Today. The Jack Shreds It Forward team gets ready for the ski and board-a-thon event. Nathan Bedar for Collingwood Today.